Sechtes Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gemara Beis, Tanya Wheeling to the Brisa, Haremeo Imer, Remeo would say, Chayiv Odin Luvarch, Meir Brachas B'chol Yoim, that a person is obligated to make 100 brachas every single day, and then, and as the Pasuk in Pashves Chanan states, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Malakecha, Shalom Meimach, Kiim Liyuris Hashem Malakecha, Lelechas B'chol Drachah, V'lehava Yisoy, V'lehavis Hashem Malakecha, B'chol Avavcha, V'chol Avshecha, as Rashi explains, Mo Hashem Malakecha, Kori Bei Meir, that we should read the pasuk as if it states, "Va'ata Yisrael, Mei Hashem Alkecha Shalom Imach," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu requests of you to make 100 brachos every single day. And I entices that the word Shoyol, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Havi Mole, that's written Mole with a vav, V'yesh Mei Oisius bePasuk, and therefore there are 100 letters in this pasuk. V'yesh Mefarshim Dema Ilu Ba'at Bash Mea, and some explain that the word Ma Ba'at Bash is actually Mea. The letter Mem is the 10th letter from the end of the Aleph Beis, and the Yud is the 10th letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis. That would be 10, and the hey from the word ma is the 5th letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis, which corresponds to the tzaddik, which is the 5th letter from the end of the Aleph Beis, and in total that equals 100, over kintrus pirish, atikri ma elameah, and Taisus brings two explanations as to what Rashi is trying to teach us, as number one, klima shechayiv kuf brachos, and as we explained, v'yesh mufarshim kedei lahashlam meah b'yisiseah, v'chikaris meah hare kulon, that if we Rashi, the word shoyal is not spelled malay, and therefore by spelling ma as Mem Aleph Hey, then this pasuk has a full 100 letters. And the Gemara continues: Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Avya b'Shav Tov Yom Tovei Oruchu Mamulei B'Sparmkei U'Magdei. That since on Shabbos and Yontiv one has less brachos, as we don't have the typical Shemayin Esrei, and therefore we're missing 57 brachos, as well as the 2 brachos and tefillin, even including the Shemayin Esrei of Musaf, we only have 28 brachos of Shemayin Esrei. Then we add in 3 additional brachos, as we have 2 brachos and kiddush at night and 1 bracha during the day. In order to make more brachos, he would have a lot of besomim that would come in front of him during the day, and he would make the brachos of bayimine besomim or bayiratzi besomim, and similarly, he would make sure to have a lot of fruits and delicacies in order to be able to make additional brachos and be able to make the full 100 brachos even on Shabbos and Yontiv. And the Gemara continues: Tanya, Harameo Imer, Somagiris, Harab Yuda Imer, Chayiv Adam Lever, Shalosh Brachos Bechoyim, that a person is chayiv to make the following 3 brachos every single day. Eluhain, number 1, Shasani Yisrael, and the Dukdei Seferim says that this is actually a Gersa, that the sense of change, and the actual Gersa should be, like the bracha that we do make, which is Shlo Yisani Goy, and the second bracha that we make is Shlo Yisani Isha, and the third bracha is Shlo Yisani Bor, that wasn't made as an Amma Oretz, and Rav Acha Ba Yaakov, Shamali Breid, Avakam Avar, Shlo Yisani Bor, and Rav Acha Ba Yaakov heard his son making a bracha of Shlo Yisani Bor, Amulei Kuli Hainami. Rashi brings 2 explanations, as either Rav Acha Ba Yaakov was telling his son that certainly you shouldn't make such a bracha, as that is only a mile in yourself and has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's a person's choice if they want to be a Talmud Chacham or they want to be an Amma Eretz, and therefore it wouldn't make sense to make such a bracha. And Rashi brings a second explanation, Lishtachrina Kuli Hainami, Bishleim Avicham V'isha Hil V'loi B'nei Mitzvah Nenu Shapa B'mrechas El Bor Ba Mitzvahu. These brachas are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have additional mitzvahs, and we know that a goy only has the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and the Isha is Potter Mimitzvah Seisha's Man Grama, and therefore we thank Hashem for all the mitzvahs that we have. However, it wouldn't make sense that someone makes a bracha that I'm not a boor, as even a boor has all tayag mitzvahs. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so the son of Rav Acha Ba Yaakov said to his father, Velamai Mevarech, but what bracha should I make instead of this bracha? And Rav Acha Ba Yaakov responded that you should make the bracha of Shlo Yisani Eved, as once again, Eved doesn't have as many mitzvahs as a regular Yisrael, as an Eved is also potter from mitzvah Seisha's Man Grama. However, his son was still bothered, Eved Hainu Isha, and once again, Rashi brings 2 explanations, as number 1, the Ishinami Shivcha Labayla Ke'evi L'Rabbi, and therefore, by making the bracha Shlo Yisani Isha, it's similar to the bracha of Shlo Yisani Eved. And number 2, Lishnachrina, Hainu Isha, D'lin Mitzvahs, Isha Eved, Shavin, the Gamrina La La Isha. Therefore, how am I being Mekayim, the Din of Rameo, or the Din of Rabbi Huda, the Chayiv Adam Lever, Shalosh Brachos B'chol Yoyim? We continue on Daf Mem Dal Min Aleph, and Rabbi Acha Ba Yaakov told his son, Zil Tvei. Once again, Rashi brings 2 different Lashonos. As number 1, Afilu Haki, Mezuzal Eved Yosemina Isha, that his father responded, and Eved is still on a lower Madriga than an Isha, and therefore it's appropriate to make another bracha, and to say the bracha of Shlo Yisani Eved, and according to this pshat, the way to read Agamara is Zil Tvei, that he's considered more Zal, and on a lower level than an Isha. And Rashi continues, Lishnachrina, Zil Tafei, Klaima Zil Vahoysevu Baruch Shlo Yisani Eved, Kedei Lashlim. Rav Acha Ba Yaakov is telling his son that even though it's true that there really is no difference between the bracha of Shlo shleisani isha and shleisani eved, but you should still go and make this bracha and add on this bracha in order to be mekayim the member of Rameo Rabbi Yehuda the chayiv adam levarach shalosh brachas b'chol yoyim. And in Taisis divu maschel zil tvei, Taisis learns like lishnachrin and Rashi, and therefore Taisis bothered that why don't we even add on another bracha and make the bracha of shleisani bor as well. Taisis explains avla bor loy mevachinon the einu matzoy, as it's not normal to have someone that's a bor to have a kol she'in loy b'mikra loy b'mishnah loy b'derech eretz, as a bor is defined as someone that doesn't learn Torah or Mishnayis and is not involved in Derech Eretz either, and that's something which is not Shchiach. V'nur Yosef Shemavarach Ha'evav Isha, as Mashar Zgeris Shehei Mitzuyin, as they are Shchiach, and therefore we make these two brachos. And keep in mind that nowadays we make the brach of Shloya Sani Goy first, and then the brach of Shloya Sani Aved, and then the brach of Shloya Sani Isha, as a Goy has the least amount of mitzvahs, and then an Eved is more mezuzal than an Isha, and finally we say that we're also happy that we're not an Isha, as we have many more mitzvahs than an Isha. And an Isha says Shasani Kiritzaynoi, and Ein Rabbeinu Geshem Zil Tve Kleimar Afagav Dahainu Isha Leich V'Hoisev Levorach Pam Shnio Ma Bekach. And of course this is going like the second explanation of Rashi. According to the first explanation of Rashi, that Rashi explained that Eved is considered more zol than an Isha, was brought down in the Sefer HaManig in Dinei Tefillah Shal Eved Mavir Adam Al Daitoi Val Das Koinoi Va'oyed She'in Eved Mitzuvah Al Mitzvah Saseh Shez Man Gromo Va'oyed She'in Lizchus Ovei Shla Amdor Vaisev Al Hasinai Va'oyed She'in Be'emuna Kenaminu Ma'ar Ba'avod Ma'ar Be'gezel Va'oyed She'osu Bas Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa Chilazen Zeu Gufu Yidayim Le'am U'Briyasa Yidayim Le'dag Va'oyle Echad L'Shim Shana U'V'dom Yitzevin Techeles L'Pikol K'tam Av Yikarim. Braisa teaches us that this Chilazen, which we know is some sort of a snail, and the color of its body is similar to the sea, the form of its body is similar to a fish, and the Mefarshim explained that certainly it doesn't look like a fish. Rashi tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, that it's some sort of a worm, and the Shir Hashirim Rabbah brings down that the chalazon has a shell that grows along with it. Ayin Rashi Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Chof Chesaron Beis, where Rashi seems to say that it is a snail. Therefore, when a Gemara states Briyasa Deimel Adag, it doesn't mean that it's similar to a fish. It means that it's similar to something that lives in the sea. The Braisa also teaches us that it comes out of the sea once every 70 years, and it comes out onto dry land. Inside the snail, it has a sac that has some sort of a dye. From this dye, or what the Gemara calls its blood, that we dye wool in order to make tcheles, because it's so difficult to get this chalazon and to get this tcheles, therefore it's very expensive. And as Rashi states, lefikach she'ino oila ala achas la'ayin shana domi v'karin. The Gemara continues, Tani will enter Braisa, Amram Nasan eilach l'kol mitzvah kal she'ksuv b'teira she'ein matan tzchara b'ilam hazeh l'ilam haba. Even the smallest of mitzvahs in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us schar both in Olam Hazeh as well as in Olam Haba. However, Aval in Yedeya Kama, but we don't know how much schar we will receive in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. However, Tzei L'mad Mitzvah Tzitzis, that we could go and learn from Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is considered a Mitzvah Kala. As the Magen Ovis, the Rashbatz explains, that Pirish Mitzvah Kala, she Kala Be'inov, Kamoy Mitzvah Sukkah, that's considered a very easy mitzvah, just like the Mitzvah Sukkah. And as the Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph stated, B'nigei Mitzvah Sukkah, that's a mitzvah kala, lefi she'im b'chasar and kis, v'chei mitzvah tzitzis, karu b'perakat chelus mitzvah kala, she'im b'omol v'yegia, where it's certainly avla mitzvah mitzad atzman, leim b'hem kala v'chamura, ayin Rashi and Agamur, tzitzis mitzvah kala, as it's an asei ba'alma, there is no lav and there is no kares. Rav Nosson continues to bring a story, ma'isa ba'adam echad she'i zor b'mitzvah tzitzis, it was a ma'isa with a person that he was very careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, and kol gadol mechavira yitzur gadol menu, and therefore he had a great taiva for his nos, and shami she zayin bekrach yom she tells dal meizu b'mischara, and he heard that there is a zayin in a very far away place that a wage was 400 zuvim, and shigala abba meizuvim v'kavol azman, he sent her 400 gold coins as a schar. He made an appointment and he set up a time to go meet her. Kshagiyaz manoi bav yoshva pesach, and when it was his time for the appointment, he went to her door, and when her assistant saw him, nichlus shivchasa v'amula oisav adam she shigal lech dal meizuvim bav yoshva pesach. And her shivcha went and told her that this person that sent the 400 gold coins is by the door. Amr he kones, so she said that he could enter. Nichnas, and he went inside. Hitzir lo yizayim mitais, and she prepared for him 7 beds. Sheishel kesef achashel zav, there were 6 beds of silver and 1 of gold, and each one was on a different level. Obein kalachas v'achas sum shel kesef vel yin shel zav, and between all the silver beds there was a ladder that would go from one bed to the other that was made of silver, and between the last beds there was a ladder of gold. And also v'yashval gabel yoynek shiaruma And she sat on the top bed, and she was not wearing clothing. And he also went sat next to her, and he was also not wearing clothing. And then the dal tzitzis of his beggar came and hit him on the face. And so he slipped off of the beds, and he went and sat on the ground. And she also slipped off the bed, and she went to sit next to him on the ground. She made a shvua, and either as Rashi states, she made a shvua b'chaya melech, and she swore by the life of the Caesar, usara shoraymi, and lishna chrina v'dizara, or she swore by the life of the v'dizara, that I won't leave you until you tell me why you don't want to have relations with me, and what mum did you find in me? And he responded to her, and he also made a shvua. He made a shvua based on avodah in the base of Mikdash and based on a mitzvah. And he told her that I never saw anyone as beautiful as you. However, there's one mitzvah that Kosh Baruch Hu gave to us, and he commanded us. And at the end of Pasha Shlach, at the end of Pasha Tzitzis, the pasuk states, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyas L'chol Elokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem." And the pasuk B'negei Tzitzis states the words "Ani Hashem Elokeichem" two times. This teaches us that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will punish for those that go against the Torah, and I will give schar for those that keep the Torah. You just saw how these four tzitzis came and hit me on the face, and they were like four edim that were coming to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution against me for this Avera, and that's the only reason why I stopped with this Avera. And Amar Loi, and she responded to him, "Eni manechacha, at she'tayim li mashimcha, u'mashem ircha, mashem rabcha, u'mashem midrashcha, sh'atalama b'Torah." Now I will not let you leave until you tell me what your name is, as well as the name of your city, as well as the name of your Rebbe, as well as the name of your Beis Medrash where you learned Torah. And Kasav Nasim Biyada, he wrote down this information and gave it to her in her hand. And Amda V'chilka Kol Nechaseh Shlush L'Machas V'Shlush L'Aniyim V'Shlush N'Tala Biyada Chutzba Isim Atzais. And then she decided that she wants to become a Geiris, and therefore she went and sold all the Nechasim, and a third of the money she gave to the government in order that it should allow her to leave and become a Geiris. And some explain because the government officials used to frequent her for her services as well, and therefore they wouldn't have let her leave. And then she gave a third to Aniyim, so that should be a schus for her. And then she took a third of the money for herself, aside for all these beds and the linens, which she took with her. And then Ubas Labis Madrasha Shoreb Chia, and Amr Le Rebbe Tzavei Alayv Yastin Geiris, and she came to Bis Madrasha Shoreb Chia, and she said to him that you should make me a Geiris. And Amr Le and Reb Chia responded to her, "Biti Shemay Naich Nasat Be'achamim Talmidim," and maybe the only reason why you want to become a Geiris is in order to marry one of my Talmidim. So she took out this note and she gave it to Reb Chia, and she explained to Reb Chia as to the nace that occurred, and that's the reason why she wanted to become a Geiris, and not because of this Talmid. But you could become a Geiris, and then you'll be able to be Zeicha in your Mekach, and you should be able to marry this Talmid. And the end result was that these mattresses and these beds that she set up for him for Issa, she now is able to set up for him Beheter. Reb Nosson continues, and this is the matan schar that a person receives in Eilam Hazeh, and Eilam Haba, I don't even know how great that reward will be. Ayin Rashi, and this eventually was the matan schar in Eilam Hazeh, and some explained that the matan schar in Eilam Hazeh was that this nisa actually occurred, and the tzitzis came to save this person from this avera in Eilam Hazeh. Rashi continues, and we were Geiris in our Gemara, Rab Chia. However, some are Geiris, Rab Achia. And Ayin Tesis, Dinu Masla, Beis Medrash, Shal Rab Chia. Eino Rab Chia, this is not Rab Chia. Shrem Nasan Shei Chashim Rabbi, Kedam Minon, Yoldis Hoy Sabi, Ve'asi Pone, Benasan Ababli, Lo'e Mevi Raim, Rab Chia. Certainly Rab Nasan, who is greater than Rabbi, and therefore certainly was greater than his Talmud, Rab Chia, wouldn't have brought a Raya from Rab Chia. Tesis then brings another Geirsa, who to Sefta Gassina, the base medrash shara meir. Where it continues, Amr Rabbi Yehuda tal shulo kol shlashinim p'turim and tzitzis. That if someone borrows a talis, then for the first 30 days he'll be potter from tzitzis, and he could wear the talis without tzitzis. However, if he would actually have tzitzis on his beged, then he would still make a bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, mikan ve'ila chayeves. But after 30 days, one would be chayev to put tzitzis even on a beged shulo. And Ayin Tesis points out that the makor that a beged shulo is potter from tzitzis is because because the pasuk states gedilum tasaloch abba kanfas chuscha, and therefore we learn that it has to be your ksus and it can't be a baru beged. Therefore, even after 30 days, one is really not going to be chayiv in tzitzis as it's still a beged shula. However, since people may think that it's actually your beged, therefore midrabanan they require you to place tzitzis on a beged that you're wearing for more than 30 days, and which one borrowed for more than 30 days. And keep in mind that this gemara was discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the gemara now continues to discuss the mitzvah of mezuzah as tanya amihachi, and similarly went to the brisa dobe punduki beretz yisrael. If someone lives in an inn in eretz yisrael, or vaseicha bais bechutz laretz, or if someone rents a house in chutz laretz, then kol shel b'shiyoyim patur min hamezuzah. For the first 30 days, they'll be patur min hamezuzah. However, mikan ve'ila chayiv, but after 30 days, they'll be chayiv in mezuzah. Aval seicha bais beretz yisrael. But if someone rents a house in eretz yisrael, or because there's a mitzvah of yishuv eretz yisrael, and the chum wanted to make sure that all the houses in eretz yisrael were used by Jews, therefore they misakin oisim mezuzah la'alta. One should place a mezuzah on their doorpost right away, and even prior to 30 days. And as the Gemara states, mishum yishuv eretz yisrael, as Rashi explains that even though by a regular house in chutz laretz, one doesn't have to put on a mezuzah prior to 30 days, as there's a potential that will change his mind, he won't continue with his rental. However, when renting a home in eretz yisrael, then you have to place a mezuzah right away. And as Rashi explains, la'achash kavah shuvei yunek l'misham, as once someone is kaveh a mezuzah on the house, they won't remove the mezuzah, and I feel yotzim menon, even if they leave. K'naram perek hashel bar metzia hilkul b'koishi yotzim menon pleiterech mezuzah acheres. Number one, because he'll have to leave his mezuzah there, therefore he may not leave as quickly. Number two, v'afilu yotzim menon, and even if he will leave, yiskarena acha mehira k'shim se'ena mezumenos b'mezuzah v'nim tseis heretz yisrael miyushaves. By having a mezuzah there, it'll be much easier to rent it to another person and to rent it to another Jew. Therefore, it'll be a kiyum of yishuv eretz yisrael. Ma'isa based on the fact that the Gemara just stated tanya amihachi, so it seemed that this would be exactly that previous din b'negei tzitzis, since the pasuk states uchsavta mal mezuzos beisechu v'sherecha. So therefore, we learn that the only time that one is chayiv in mezuzah is only on their own home and not a rented house, and therefore even midraisa one is not chayiv to place a mezuzah on a rented house even after 30 days. But once again, midrabanan they stated that after 30 days one has to place a mezuzah on this home. People will think that he actually owns this house, and therefore it makes sense why Gemara stated tanya namihachi, as both dinim are exactly the same. However, other rishonim hold, and this is mashmois of Rashi and Asugya, the only reason one is not chayiv to place a mezuzah on the house that they rented is only because they may leave within 30 days. However, after 30 days there is a chiyuv midraisa to place a mezuzah even on a rented home. According to them, the tanya namihachi is not the exact same din, and just teaching us that there's a similar din but negate the concept of 30 days, both by mezuzah as well as tzitzis. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Chesem Aleph: Tefilah shel yad ein makevis shel roish, and mishel roish ein makevis shel yad. The Gemara teaches us on Rav Chista loishano sheish loy aval ein loy makevis, that when the Mishnah stated that tefilah shel yad and tefilah shel roish are not makev each other, that's only if you have both of them, and for some reason you can't put on either one. One should at least put on the other tefillin in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of that tefillin. With the Zok Rav Chista, someone doesn't have either tefillin shel yad or doesn't have the tefillin shel roish, then he shouldn't put on the other tefillin. The Gemara tells us Amru Loi that they said to Rav Chista, Amata, did you really say this din? And Amru Lahu Loi, he responded that I never said this din, as this din would not make any sense. Al Manda Lesley Tre Mitzvahs Chav Mitzvah Namely Leved, that you think that it makes sense that if someone has two mitzvahs to do and he can only do one of them, they shouldn't even do that mitzvah. And certainly if one doesn't have the tefillin shel yad, then he should still be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin shel roish. And if one doesn't have a tefillin shel roish, he should certainly be mekayim the mitzvah of the tefillin shel yad. However, the Maaseh of the Gemara understood that Rav Chista really said this, and he was now backtracking, and therefore the Gemara asked, "Who may carry my sava?" And what was the havmin of Rav Chista to say such a halacha? The Gemara explains, "Gzeir Shem Yifsha." That in the Chanami, certainly Rav Chista knew that even if one doesn't have a tefillin shel roish, then they should put on their tefillin shel yad. If they don't have the tefillin shel yad, the Midraisa certainly they should put on their tefillin shel yad. However, Rav Chista thought that potentially the Chacham should have made a takana that if someone only has a tefillin shel yad and he doesn't actually own a tefillin shel roish, that we should not allow him to put on the tefillin shel yad, as once we allow him to do a mitzvah tefillin shel yad, we won't be as motivated to go and buy a tefillin shel roish and make sure to secure for himself a tefillin shel roish. And as Rashi states, Yamirin de'in makeves yifshe v'lo yikna acheres. The Gemara continues, Amrav Sheshes kol she'in minyach tefillin oivu b'shmein asei v'chol she'in leitzitzu b'bigdoi oivu b'chamish asei v'chol koyin she'in leiluduchin oivu b'gilma asei v'chol she'in leimezuzu b'pischoi oivu b'shnei asei v'chesavtem v'chesavtem. And Rav Sheshes teaches us that if someone doesn't put on tefillin tefillin, then it'll be over on eight different asay. And Rashi explains that since there are four pashas of tefillin and there are two mitzvahs of gshatim lo isal yadecha v'hilu teitofes beinecha, that would be the eight asay. And Rashi brings down lishnachrina that there are four pashas in the Torah that discuss the mitzvah of tefillin. As we know, in Pashas Boy, we have the pasha of kaddish l'kabachar, as well as the pasha of v'hilu kiviyacha. Pashas Veschanon, we have the pasha of Shema, and in Pashas Eikah, we have the pasha of v'hilu shemoya. And each of these pashas, Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad and the mitzvah of tefillin shel roish. Therefore, we have a total of eight mitzvahs asay. And Rav Sheshis also teaches us that if someone doesn't have tzitzis on his beged, he'll be over on five asay. Four of them are from the pasha vayomer in pasha shlach. Number one, the pasuk states va'asul on tzitzis, and the pasuk states v'nasnu on tzitzis, and the pasuk states v'hoylacham on tzitzis, and the pasuk states u'isem oisai. Finally, in pasha kisitzei, the pasuk states gvilum tasalach. One would be over on all these five asay. And Rav Sheshis also teaches us that if they ask a kohen that did not yet duchen that day to go in duchen, and he refuses to go in duchen, then the kohen would be over on three mitzvah say. And as Rabbeinu Geshem brings, the psukim pashas nasi stay koy savachu and molahem v'samur shemi. Finally, Rav Sheshis taught us that if someone doesn't have mezuzah on his door, then he will be over on two asay. As the Torah states, uchsaftim al mezuzahs beisechu v'sherecha, both in pashas v'eschanan and the pashas shema, as well as in pashas ekev and the pashas v'yom shemaya. The Gemara continues, v'amri shlokish kolam niach tefillin ma'arich yomim. Someone that wears tefillin will be ma'arich yomim shenema. And we continue to have mem dalam beis. And Rish Lakish quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya that states, Hashem aleim yichyu ulechol behem chayai ruchi v'sachli meini v'achyeni. As Rashi explains, when the pasuk states Hashem aleim yichyu, that the pasuk means to tell us that someone has the name of Hashem on them, meaning he has the tefillin shorosh, about which the pasuk states v'ro kol ha'me'oretz kishim Hashem nikru alecha v'yoro yimecha. And if he wears the tefillin shorosh, then yichyu, then he will live. And as Rashi states, oisim shenosim leim shem Hashem etfillin yichyu. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out that we previously learned that there's something called Minchas Nesachim. When a Yochid brings certain Kabbanais, as well as when a Tziba brings certain Kabbanais, then they bring a Minchas Nesachim together with those Kabbanais. In Pasha Shlach, the Torah teaches us that the amount of flour, oil, and wine that's brought as a Minchas Nesachim is determined based on the size of the animal, and there's a difference between a par ayil and a keves. As for a keves, one will bring one isarn of seles and three loig of oil and wine. However, for an ayil, which is larger, they would bring two isarin of flour and four loig of oil and wine. And for a par, which is even larger, they would bring three isarin of flour and six loig of oil, as well as six loig of wine. And although the chatchila, one should bring the minchas asachim together with the carbon. However, one brought the carbon and not yet bring the minchas asachim, then when they get the minchas asachim later on that evening, they could still bring it at night. And if they don't even have it that day, they could bring the minchas asachim at a later date as well. And based on this Akdama, let us see our Mishnah, as our Mishnah discusses the Minchas Asachim, and the Mishnah teaches us Haseilus Vashemen im Akvas Hayayin lo yayayin ma'akvon, that the Seilus and Shemen of the Minchas Asachim would not be ma'akv the wine, and if one doesn't have flour or oil, they could still do Nisach Hayayin, and similarly the Yayin would not be ma'akv the Seilus and Shemen, and if one doesn't have wine, they could still bring Seilus and Shemen, and Ayin Taisis Dima Maschah Haseilus Vashemen im Akvas Hayayin Mashma Haseilus Vashemen ma'akvon Adodi, that clearly it's Mashma our Mishnah that the Seilus and Shemen would be ma'ak of each other, and if one doesn't have flour, they cannot bring Shemen, and if one doesn't have Shemen, they cannot bring Seilus. And Taz is bothered that even though we know, but again, Minchas Nedava, that the Pasuk does tell us that these items are ma'ak of each other, however, we don't find any Pasuk by Minchas Nesachim, and Taz states, V'teima, Dalek Siv Shum Krab in Minchas Nesachim, and therefore Taz says, V'shem Yafin in Minchas Nedava, Dechsiv Ba Yikuv L'El, and as we learned in Daf Chav Zayim and Aleph, and once we know that Seilus and Shemen are ma'ak of Nadadi by Minchas Nedava, so there's a gilu milsa that the same would apply by Minchas Asachim. Now Mishnah continues, Hamatonis al Mizbeach Achitzain im Ak Bezu Azu, that the Matonis of Dan that placed on the Mizbeach Achitzain are not Ma'ak of each other. And Rashi states, Kagoin Dal Matonis al Chatos, that the four Matonis of the Chatos, which are placed on the Kronos of the Mizbeach Achitzain, would not be Ma'ak of each other. And even if one only does one Matana, then number one, there would be Kapara. Number two, the Basar would become Mutubachila, the Emum would be Mutul Mizbeach, and could go on the Mizbeach. Before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that the Gemara will quote the Pasuk of Menchasim and Skeyem. Rashi will learn that we're quoting the Pasuk that states multiple times in Pashas Pinchas, Benegay the Kabbanis that were brought on Sukkahs, and as the Pesukim state, Menchasim and Skeyem la Parim la Ilm v'lakfasim b'misparim kamishbat. However, Taisus doesn't like this Makar, and therefore Taisus brings the Pasuk in Pashas Emor that states, V'kraftim al lechem shivas kvasim tmimim b'nei shana, u'pa ben boke echol ve'ilum shnayim yu oil Hashem, This pasuk is discussing the Karbonis Deborah together with the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos in Taisis, and our Gemara will also discuss the pasuk in Parshas Emor that states, Eilu Moed Hashem Asher Tikru Oisa Mikrei Kodesh Lahakrav Ishi Lashem Oilu Mincha Zevachun Nisachim Dvay Yom B'Yomai. And this pasuk mentions Zevachun Nisachim, and it first mentions the Karbonis, and then it mentions the Nisachim, referring to the Niskayayin. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that the pasuk states Minchasav Niskayim, and therefore we learn Havei Mincha V'Achach Havei Nisachim, that the proper order when bringing a carbon is one brings the carbon first, then brings the Seilus and Shemen as a Mincha, and afterwards does the Niskayayin. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Schilch and Tanakama, as the pasuk states Zevach Nisachim, Havei Zevach V'Achach Havei Nisachim, and the pasuk is telling us that right after you bring the carbon, then you should do the Niskayayin, and only afterwards would you bring the Mincha of Seilus and Shemen. And keep in mind that even though the Gemara just mentioned these two psukim, however, ultimately the Gemara will state that the makor for the Tanakama and Rebbe are actually from different psukim and not from these psukim at all, and we'll have to understand exactly why the Braisa mentions these psukim. The Gemara now is Rebbe Namiyak Sivim Minchasav Niskayim. The Luchiri, how does Rebbe say that you do the Nisachim prior to the Mincha, as the pasuk specifically tells us that you bring the Mincha then the Nisachim? The Gemara responds, Ahumi Boyle Minchasav Niskayim Balaila, or Minchasav Niskayim Afilu Lamacha, that they learn from this psukim that the mincha and its nesachim could even be brought at night and could even be brought at a later date, as we mentioned in Akdama. The Gemara continues to ask Rabbanan Nami Yaksiv Zevach Nesachim, that how could a Tanakama state that the mincha is brought first and only afterwards the nesachim? The pasuk specifies Zevach Nesachim, that the niske yayin should be done right after the zevach, before the karban mincha. The Gemara answers Ahumi Boyle Lechil Ziri, the Tanakama uses this pasuk for the din of Ziri. The Amma Ziri ain't Nesachim Miskatchin al B'shchitas HaZevach, the only time that Nesachim become Miskadish for this particular carbon is only once you shechted the carbon. If at that point the Yayin was already in a Klishares, then the Yayin becomes Mekudish specifically for this carbon. However, if someone already placed Yayin in a Klishares and he actually intended that he'll use it for this carbon prior to the Shchit of this carbon, he changes his mind and he decides that he wants to use this Yayin for another carbon, then he could do so. And as Rashi teaches us, the Kol's Man Shli Nishchad HaZevach, Gemara now continues, Rabbi Nami Boyle Chiziri, and Rabbi Nami Boyle Mechasav Niskeim Belaila, or Mechasav Niskeim Afilu Lamachar. Although the Braisa stated that Rabbi's Makar is from the word Zevach Nesachim, certainly Rabbi can't learn his din from these words, as he also needs the words of Zevach Nesachim to teach us the din of Ziri. Similarly, although the Braisa stated that the Makar for the Tanakama, that the Mincha comes before Nesachim, is from the words of Minchasav Niskayim, but certainly the Tanakama also requires his words in order to teach us Minchasav Niskayim Balaila and Minchasav Niskayim Afilu Lamachar. The Gemara continues, Alahainu Tamayu Rabbanon Dechsev Oilu Mincha, and the actual reason for the Rabbanon that a Mincha is brought before the Nesachim is because the Pasuk in Parshas Emor states, Eilu Moed Hashem Asher Tikru Oisa Mikrei Kodesh Lahakrav Ishi Lashem Oilu Mincha, and as Rashi states, Mashma Acha Oilu Miyad Yakrav Mincha. The Gemara therefore was bothered, Rabbi Namek Siv Oilu Mincha. How could Rabbi state that the Nesachim come before Mincha if the pasuk clearly tells us Oilu Mincha, that the carbon Mincha is brought right after the carbon Oila? And because of this question, so the Gemara explains that certainly both the Tanakam and Rabbi agree that in a regular scenario where someone is bringing the Mincha Nesachim right after they're bringing their carbon and together with the carbon, that certainly the Mincha comes right after the carbon and only afterwards would you do the Niskayayin. And as the Gemara states, Elo Boyim Amazevach, the Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Mincha Vachach Nesachim, the Aksiv Oilu Mincha, that certainly in that case, even Rebbe would agree to Tanakama that the Mincha comes first and only afterwards the Nesachim. But Ki Pligi Rebbeim from the Atzman, when the Braisa taught us that this Machlek is between the Tanakama and Rebbe, that's talking about a scenario where the Mincha Nesachim was coming alone and was not coming together with the carbon, as the carbon was already brought previously. They are now being Mashlim and bringing the Mincha Nesachim. The Gemara now explains what the basis is for the Machlek is between the Tanakama and Rebbe. As Rabbanan Savri, Midaboyin im HaZevach, Mincha V'Achach Nesachim, so B'fnei Atzma Nami, Mincha V'Achach Nesachim, that just like we find first in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk tells us that when you bring a Mincha Nesachim together with the carbon, then the Mincha comes right after the Oila, and only afterwards would you bring the Nesachim, and as the Torah stated, Oila Mincha, therefore the same applies when the Mincha Nesachim is coming by itself, that we don't change the order, and the Mincha comes first, and only afterwards do we bring the Nesachim. However, the Gemara continues, Rebbe, that certainly certainly when you bring a minchas esachim together with the korban, so since the korban is a midat achila as its basar, and if it's an oila, it's midat achila as its achilas mizbeach, certainly it makes sense that the Torah tells us oila mincha, you first bring the basar, the oila, then you bring the mincha, flour and oil, which is also a midat achila, and only afterwards do you do an iskayayin, as that's considered shtia, and that's considered like the mizbeach is drinking. However, where someone already brought the carbon and they're now bringing a minchas esachim by itself, there's no reason to say that the achila has to come first. And now we look at which is more chashuv. And since we know, for example, when the tzibur brings the carbon tamid, that they bring a minchas esachim afterwards, and the time that the levim sing shira while the kohanim are doing the avodah of niskei yayin, therefore we see that the niskei yayin have a chashivus over the mincha and over the seilish and shemen. Therefore, Rebbe holds that when one brings a minchas esachim by itself and not together with the korban, the proper order is the niskei ayin first, and only afterwards the mincha of the seilus and shemen. And ayin Rashi al nesachim oimim shira halavim b'mesechtes erchim b'perek ein erachin. And ayin tesis diba maskel kibum esam shira layu irish laboim mazavach. That's certainly the only time that everyone agrees that the levim would sing shira is only when the nesachim were brought together with the korban. Avu b'fnei atzman boi b'perek ein erachin. If the minchas esachim is coming by itself and it's not coming together with the korban, then there's machlekes in mesechtes erchin if the levim would actually sing shira or not. And really, Tesis is bothered that if so, how could the Gemara say that the nesachim are more chashuv than mincha? If lemaisa, since this minchas esachim is being brought by itself, so one would not necessarily sing shira. And zok Tesis mikol mokayim ap lav zevach adifi. And even if they're not coming together with the zevach, the nesachim are still more chashuv kivin shayu ruin l'shira v'loviyam zevach. As if the minchas nesachim would have come together with the korban, then the shiur would have been sung on these nesachim ayin and taisis. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Hamatani Shalom is beach achitza in im akbe zu azu. The Gemara brings a brisa as tana rabbanon minayin lechol yitana lam is beach achitza sheni tana b'matana achas shikiper. And then, as the pasuk in Pashrei states, v'asisa lesecha habasav adam al mizbech Hashem alekecha v'dam zvachecha yishofech al mizbech Hashem alekecha v'habasav teichel. And as Rashi states, the loshin yishofech is loshin yochid, and therefore we learn as shvicha achas that even if you only have one shvicha and one matana, then it would still be mechaper, and the basa would be mutabachila, and the emurim for aktara. And ayin tesis dibu maschel v'dam zvachech yishofech perek beishamay meikar darsh mehaikra v'loy koyil b'soif. That even though it is the original pasuk that we bring down at the beginning of the sugya in Masechta Zevachim, however at the end of the sugya on daf lamed zayin and beis, Mura ultimately learns out from a different makar ayin sham. Finally, let's go back to Rashi dibu maschel min chosim niskeim b'laigla, and Rashi explains the minchas esachim kriyim b'laigla that minchas esachim can be brought at night. And Rashi is bothered v'kasha harmin ba'akrim mitzraba that we learned in daf chavam and beis dvarim shudakin likar b'yoyim v'kachosim minchas esachim, and therefore it seems the minchas esachim have to be brought during the daytime. And Zok Rashi mefarish lo pergeish kabbalim mesechtes tmura that the Gemara mesechtes tmura actually is bothered with this question and explains the hadik tani b'yoyim in the esachim haboim ma'zevach that if there were esachim that were already prepared and were in the klisharis at the time that you brought your carbon, then certainly those nesachim have to be brought during the daytime. The hadik tani b'layla, and when Agamar states that you could bring nesachim even at night, but nesachim haboim b'fnei atzman, we're referring to those nesachim that came on their own. Could go in shehivi zevach b'lein nesachim. And as Rashi continues, then if he didn't set aside the nesachim yet, then he could bring the nesachim the next day. Even if you were makdish the nesachim prior to bringing the korban, and you only makdish the nesachim b'fnei atzman, and you makdish them after you brought the korban, but those nesachim could not be brought the next day, and they only could be brought that first night. Once it would be morning, then it would be possible. And kiditani b'mesechtes meila kachu b'kli hukshuli possible tful yom mechusik apurim uvelina ayin sham and ayin Rashi b'mesechtes zvachim and daf lamed v'am beiz that when the pasuk states v'dam zvachach yishofech shvicha achas mashma medloik siv saviv, since the pasuk doesn't use the term saviv, the afin minei shtei matonashin abba perak ezum mekayman ayin sham, and we will stop over here.